If you were alive in 1963, you've been listening to the Kingsmen at Louie Louie. Unless it was outlawed in your state by your governor. I think it was outlawed in Indiana by Governor Matthew Welch, who said it was a dirty song. Turned out it wasn't. But because they said it was dirty, they just guaranteed that sales would probably go five times more than they would have had the song not been criticized. Nita Singh is with us right now. She is the founder and the president and CEO of American Business Communications Incorporated. And it's good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, this is kind of good news. I mean, this never happens where the federal government just says, you don't have to pay that tax anymore.
No, you don't hear about it very often, do you?
A federal excise tax, it's on a lot of different products, but it has always been applied in the telephone industry and the communications industry, mm-hmm. to long-distance phone calls and things like that, bundled services, and even on cellular long-distance
right.
phone calls. This affects businesses a lot who spend a lot of money, therefore a lot of tax money, in to the federal government in long-distance phone billings. So what are you telling your business compatriots? What should they do in getting ready to capitalize on this and get some money back at the end of the year?
Well, the first thing that you need to do is there's some pretty simple math. We've run a lot of analytical data. Being a telecom management company, what
right.
we do is we look at phone bills all the time for our clients. And in doing so, we found that if you calculate the 3% FET tax and you look at what your long-distance spend is for the month, let's just say it's $50,000. Ironically, the refund works out to be almost $50,000.
Really?
Really.
So, do you have to help me here in business, because I don't get a chance to see the paperwork how in the business that for which I work. Do companies that provide services, or do the people who are calculating for the business, separate long-distance phone call amounts from the average phone billing? Can you request that from a company? Could you request that from Quest? Can you break out my long-distance phone call in this next bill so I can see how much I spent?
Well, actually, it is usually broken out. It can be bundled sometimes just as a particular tax, but
right.
generally speaking, you will see it as a line item. The difficulty comes into play when you think about big business, and do they really archive 40 months worth of invoices?
Right.
And so how are they now going to go back and calculate exactly what that tax should be? The good news is that if you've been tracking those expenses, such as what we do, it's relatively simple.
Yeah.
The $50,000 example I used earlier is a true one. We have a client that spends $50,000 a month. We went back in a relatively short period of time, meaning days, we're able to calculate what the refund was. So if you don't have the ability to go back and find those invoices, or if you have to go to the vendor to find them, it could be a pretty daunting task.
$50,000 would be a nice payday.
Yes, it would.
We're going to find out any more that businesses and customers need to know about how to take advantage of this and what the time deadlines are like and where that has to show up on your income tax coming up in just a moment. 18... 18- past the hour of 4 o'clock on WCCO. Woohoo! We don't have to pay taxes anymore. Well, at least you don't have to pay the FET tax, the federal excise tax on long distance for your business, your home, or for your cell phone. And you can get some money back, in essence, if you file it in your April 2006 tax return by April of 2007. But you got to have some documentation, or you better have some. And we've got Nita Singh with us right now, who's the founder and president and CEO of American Business Communication, Inc. And you will also help businesses who are maybe hearing about this, heard about it before, but haven't really begun to analyze exactly what it means to the company. They can save a bundle, and they can also call you if they need to be directed somewhere. Is that right?
Absolutely. From day one, we've been a consumer and business advocate. The reason ABC came to be is we really believed that each business deserved to have some someone advocating for them when it came to telecom. It's very confusing.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know if you've looked at your bill lately, but you know, a lot of it doesn't make sense.
I try not to. I actually pay my wife to look at it.
Well, there's my
and that's
point.
What she does. She just kind of looks at it. You know, okay, I looked at it. Give me the money.
Exactly.
How do we get a hold of you?
You can reach us on our main line, which is 763-416-1100, or our website is ambuscom.com. Ambuscom.com, short for American Business Communication.
Sure. Got it. Ambuscom.com.
You got
okay,
it.
Okay, don't confuse that. It's not ambus.com.
Right.
Ambuscom.com.
Biggest mistake people make.
Okay, ambuscom.com. The telephone number is 763-416-1100. 763-416-1100. And both home-based people, as well as the largest business in the world, can benefit from this.
You bet.
All right. What would be the average for a homeowner?
Well, actually, the government's made it very easy for the consumer. It starts off at $30 that you can put on your line item today without having any backup.
And that comes as a deduction. That some people think they'll just be getting a check in the mail for $30 or $60.
No.
That's not it. Deducted from the taxable wage for that household.
Correct.
Okay.
So it's an actual line item that will be on their tax return. And so if you have one person in your family, it's $30. It will go up incrementally up to a maximum of 60.
All right. How do you get to the 60? That's the reason I want to...
It would be, for instance, a husband, wife, and two children.
Okay.
Would qualify for 60, but if you're a husband, wife, and five children, it's still 60.
Right. But it's presumptive. Do you have to have the documentation filed with, if you have a preparer, to say, I've gone through everything and I've done the calculation and this is exactly how much? Or do you just qualify simply by the size of your family? It's presumptive you've made that many long-distance calls.
Yeah, that's what the IRS is trying to do. They're trying to make it easier for the consumer. I mean, think of how many deductions they're going to be dealing with. So they've tried to make it as painless as possible for households. It's not so painless if you're a business, however, because it is maxed at 2%, whereas the FET is 3%.
Right.
So now you have to really look at the delta.
The presumptive is 2%,
correct.
But if you can prove it to them, you can get up to 3%. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And that could be a big number.
Yeah. So go over that math again, because I love how math is kind of works out in tricky kinds of ways. So as you analyze it, it's basically 3%, and if there's a $50,000 per month bill, that the savings over a year would be returned of $50,000. Is that roughly right?
Let me clarify that.
Okay.
Because our bills are not just long distance. They contain other charges, static charges. For instance, access fees. If you're billing $50,000 a month in long distance only, it's likely you have all kinds of other telecom fees included. They don't qualify.
Okay.
So your overall bill might be $80,000. So $50,000 of that $80,000 would qualify. That would be the better way to look at it. The government used their own funny math, as they've been known to do.
Yes.
Hopefully this won't get me audited. but they came up with an average of 2%. So if you look at your overall telephone bill, if you will, with all of the variety of things that you're charged for, they felt 2% was the right number. So if you believe that you're going to get more because you're long distance heavy in your overall telecom bill, it completely behooves you to go back and take a peek.
Wonderful.
Would you like an example? I've got
please,
a real life
please
one.
Give me an example like
sure.
that.
Sure. We've got a client right now that we went back and we did do the calculations for. Had we used the 2% rule, they would have gotten $36,000 back. And by our being able to go back and quantify it, we got 50.
Wow.
So it's a big deal. You got to look.
That's a nice Christmas bonus.
I'll say.
Now, should people call their phone companies at all? Because the phone companies are going to be inundated, it seems to me, when people say, gee, I didn't even keep my phone bills. They told me it was okay to throw these things out.
Right.
And now you're telling me I should go back and look. I don't have a record. Do you have a record? Would you find that record for me? Are
it's
they afraid
a little late in the game.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, it's very late in the game. Unfortunately, the onus has been put back on the business owner to have archived those invoices.
Yeah.
It would be virtually impossible for these vendors to be able to collect that information in the time that they would need to. You're going to miss a deadline if you don't get it on 2006. It's done.
The thing that is remarkable to me is that this law of the FET came into effect in 1898.
Yeah.
Why? Why did they impose a luxury tax in 1898 on
the Spanish-American War?
There, boom, that's it.
There you go. And we've been paying for it ever since, to the tune of roughly in 2005. We paid nearly $6 billion in FET tax for telecom.
Well, what are they going to do? They're not a politician, but what are they going to do without that money?
Well, maybe I'll start running for politics.
You got my vote.
All right.
Nita Singh, thank you very much for being with us today. And let me go over those telephone numbers once again. If you need to talk to her or anyone at ABC, call 763-416-1100. And then you can go to the website as well, tell you a lot about it. And that's www.ambuscom.com.
Ambuscom.
I see. I made a mistake. I told people not to make. Ambuscom.com. Ambuscom.com. 763-416-1100.
And now one more thing.
Yeah.
Actually, if you can Google Nita Singh, NitaSingh, it also takes you directly to the site.
Oh, perfect. Easy.
Easy.
See, you should have told me
that's
that before
job.
I went
Easy.
Through all of it. Thank you very much for being with
Thank
us today.
You.
It's good to see you.
Nice to see you.
It's about 29 minutes past 4 right now on WCCO. It's 50 degrees in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. We've got